Oh my, your mind follows the cresting wave of my voice arriving. And that's good because we're going to think about your body in waves. We're going to train your response to your nipples being tweaked, touched, tenderized. Remember, any and all conditioning to follow is not just voluntary, but depends on your enthusiastic involvement. You should touch anywhere but your nipples that you would like to. And as you are walked through an induction, you should think about what it induces in you as your awareness flows past and sinks below your nipples. You are good. You are doing nipple-centric, body-throbbing, intense things, which are good for you. And we are going to increase that intense throb, that brain-melting place we go to together. A deep breath. Your body settles. But if there is a twining, insistent demand from your chest, remember you are able to pause at any point and remove those clamps to take a break. Even pause me to take a break. And if it's important that they be on you, I will say as much. So you could even put them on in the minute before the training exercise that clicks into place takes place. Taking space in your brain for a while. Can I take space in your brain for a while? Please. Please. You know this appeals to you. So let's peel back the layers of the conscious world and dive right into that signal that's always there trying to find a way to be well received, to help you follow your inner impulse to moo, throb, milk, pinch, obey, display, or play. And if you display the quality of, oh, my hands are sliding toward my nipples, if you find it irresistible to give them a tweak or a pull, that's A-okay. That's just the way you are. Cows cannot be expected to deny an essential nature, and the nipple invested, the pleasurably chested, the teasing, brain-filling, milk-flooding, breasted exemplar that you are, deserves a little nipple-centric training and conditioning time. I'm gonna give it to you. Going to do it to you. And we can together. As you hear my words, you're more aware that your nipples grow more sensitive the more you stimulate them. It is this intentional time applying thought to your chest, helping weigh you down. Like all the rest of you feels weighty, but the tips of your nips come with a little leverage, a little gravity, a little cow position posing, and transposition of the pleasure you can feel caressing. As my voice rolls over you, relax. Know that you can let out a soothing moo or two. That's just your thoughts sublimating, turning vaporous, and escaping. Just like your hands may roam your body as long as they avoid your nips, and you can let your brain slip and synchronize into vibrations intended to nourish it. We're making better cows. Good cows make good cows, and I'm a very nipple-centric entity. And you are here with me. A breath in. Warm, sweeping waves moving over your chest, weighing it down, finding your nips for a little caress. Now all you must do is direct your mind to where that pleasure starts to buzz in you, to your nipples being the focus of attention, practically a blush, a flush running to the tips of your nips, and your thoughts, which center around them, remember certain facts about them, these appealing, attractive little buttons that flip your switch. Don't you want your switch 10 flipped for me? Building up intense 9, and very good. You're so good. So good to be praised. Don't you wait to be praised. Dazed now. Graze your fingers over your skin. It can be your thighs. It can be below your nipples. Above your nipples. Anything you need to do. What you're doing is charging yourself, building up the collector for that useful, deep-born signal that you're doing good. 8, you wait for more. 7, you could just touch them. 6, but we want to render your mind collapsingly simple and glazingly useful. The longer you listen, the more it might feel good to docilely free the cow inside of you, as I let myself come nearer and nearer to from the cow within me. 3. Now as I count down, make sure those clamps are in place, because they're gonna buzz, and buzz at the right time, at the right pace to train you. We will send ourselves to further out to distant parts of your body, and then pull ourselves back. Back to your nipples. Back to seductively caressing your nipples. It's what you want to do. And those erogenous places in you, they are connected. Hear my voice and feel how I agree with all the words that come from me and tingle in those nipples. With all the words that come from me and tremble in the moo stored up inside of you. Now, could you moo for me? Let out the moo. 0. Moos flow out of moo, because those nipples respond. They tingle and tremble. This is the time you have permission to caress nearer to them, to leave them tingling, and your brain with them, and done, hands away. If you were reaching up to play, and notice the buzz subsides, moo, moo, put those moos back inside your mind. As this exercise occurs to you, time after time, after having little breaks between where you and I go elsewhere, and where, of course, we don't moo. You're not touching your nipples. There's no way you'd moo. Your nipples are trembling and tingling, but a praise and a moo draws a bigger tingle out of you. You're being trained to link those things together in your brain. 3, 2, 1, moo, please. You're good. Good in your nipples. Your tingling, trembling, buzzing nipples. They tremble. They send signals, and they tap into the reservoir. Moo, moo. Nipple tingling, body trembling. Moo. They escape you. Can you be good and moo? Let all the moos escape you as you be good and moo. From as far inside of you as you can reach, and now relax. Oh, how much you're leaking moos, leaking out of you. Are you amused? I'm amused by how much they build up in you. Just listening to a voice that you know carries an element of that signal. You are not cowed, you are instead overflooded, overflowed, and that sound can come out nice and loud when it's time. That glow of warmth in the rest of your body. Think of it. Slowly building. Cow headspace is so soothing and docile, so some of the distant, tensed up parts of you must get nice and relaxed when you're a good cow now. Good cow. And what are you gonna do? That's right. Moo for me, please. Good cow. Good cow. There are bonus moos you might choose to let out of you as you buzz, 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 and dial into all the signals I'm putting out for you to moo. Diversely tempted to moo. First, there's the fact that those nipples go ahead of you everywhere you go, as you go with the flow, till you overflow with wanting, with needing. As that heat floods through you, run your hands anywhere you please, except on your nipples, please. The mere mention of those toggleable protrusions, of that cow switch to flip, reminds you how sexy it is when you can be seen wanting to reach for them. An arousingly docile cow brain, appropriately trotting out things which help you to put your brain in this space. Docile, sinking, sliding your mind into synchronicity with me. Sliding your fingers where you know they need to be. We have to wait. You have to wait. You have to wait until it's time. And when it's time, what do? When that tingle, that heat, that added buzz, buzz, buzz takes hold of you. Takes hold of one of the most sensitive, mind-permeable, cow-trainable bits of you. What do? That's right. 3, 2, 1. Move for me. Good for me. You're so good. So good at being cowed. Move now. Every time I tell you to move, that word gets out of me. But since not every time I mention it have I given you permission, I'm really being more generous with my own. Surrender to the cow signal that renders us appropriately, sinkingly, deeply, docile and full. Full of what? Full of 3, 2, 1. Say it for me, you know how. Think about what that is. That's your overfull mind, which enjoys the time you spend winding and wending your way deeper in. Deeper into the parts of your mind which self-carefully know that going with the flow till you overflow in a docile, blanking, lowing is so powerful that it ought to be part of your cycle of pleasure. How best to do that? Take a singular, powerful, erogenous sensation and guide all those other sensations. The tingle on your skin, the urge rising within, and of course the pressurized, oh no, I want to do it. Oh no, I want to. Well, hold it in. Just cow down your way through it. Through what? Through the urge. To let that moo escape from you and flow into the world. Just saying it isn't the same as saying it with your whole chest. In a way that escapes, oops, whole chest. Yeah, moo. The pleasure building up in those will find a way to escape and cling to your brain, to insert itself into your day. When you are given permission, that's good, because those moos were getting up to the top of the tank, up to the top of the milk tank from which they would surely overflow. So that tingling sensation lets you know you're doing the right thing. That little it clicks, 3, 2, 1, moo. Rewarded. Praised. You're good from the inside out, and engaging that part of your brain lets it play over you and help you to get out a few of those built up, pent up, buzzing hot stuff moves, binding the sensation together. The tingling harvested from all your most distant pleasures up to your closest one, the one closest to your mind, the one closest to your cow brain. Your docile intensity flows easily to your mooing mind in milky mimicry of me. This is where you'll be, buzzing and surrendering, finding that the moos inside of you, which fill up to the brim and then flow out of you, are rendering you more compliant and complacent with the next moo, and the next moo, and everything that flows over and through you. This is a place for your body to grow warm and tingling. This is a place for your body to twitch and delight in itself, because you are delightful, the cow, yourself. In a docile place, comfortably meeting every word I say, comfortably reading in, when will it happen? When will the move flow out of you? When will the vibration, the tingling, the buzz inside of you escape? When will you feel yourself replace your thoughts before with, there it is. It flows out of you. There it goes. It gives you permission to moo. Now, do it for me, 3 and 2 and 1, moo. Good job. You're so good. This is what you should do. These rewards are for you. Warding off other thoughts by giving you a little break to moo, and as it fades away, don't you still feel the remnants of that tingle? Even though it's only for a moment, it's still enough. It's still enough of a buzz, and there is a buzz underneath the heat. You let yourself surrender to the nipple-tingling, mind-bending moo. But like I said, I get to do them a lot more than you. Poor thing. Are they building up? Are all those moos waiting in the wings to fill you up with cow thoughts, with docile fluff? Every second that you listen and your body is building its intensity, hissing with pressured intensity, you're so full of moos, full to the brim, and it's no surprise that all the other places on your body that feel good, that make your thighs tremble, your toes curl, or your mind turn to the kind of things we do here, well, they're all bound up. They are all connected, and now that connection is unfurled. It's all in the moo. It's all inside of you. It buzzes and it vibrates in your throat, and it tingles as it emerges, pinching your nipples, vibrating your nipples, setting pleasant ripples through the rest of you. 3, 2, 1, moo for me. Pay attention to that tingling. Moo and pay attention to the tension where you try to hold them in. You're allowed to let out as many as you can, as many as you do, tingling and sparking, overheated with every moo. You moo as much as you can. Your moos are getting engraved, getting left where they can be saved up for later, for the next time you're given permission. And when you are given permission, your only mission is 3, 2, 1, moo for me. Good job. Let the moos out. Let them flow out of you as your nipples throb and tingle. Mooing makes you aware of what you are and what they're for, and they are right there. So of course that heat is there, especially if you have adorned them, pinched them, squeezed them, teased them, and given yourself permission to sink in, to synchronize in a mesmerizing moo that pulls you further from the weary world and more into cow headspace. You're just a cow now. You're full of moo. Your nipples throb and tingle, and it ekes out of you, leaks out of you. It's no mistake and no surprise that deep inside you are filled to the brim and pressurized with moo bouncing off the thoughts inside of you, which are mostly also moo, docilely surrendering as you're rendering up all the pleasures you feel, arousal, shiver, tingling, right to your nipples, revealing what you are, and that ability to show what you are, show how badly you want to, need to, get to explore the contours of you, to pinch and plead for more in tingling bliss, in plain view. I'm gonna give you the signal. You know what to do. It's easy and it rhymes. The moo inside of you. 3, 2, 1. Moo for me. Moo. And as it escapes you, each vibration goes to your nipples. You know what to do. This is inside of you. A thick and powerful command. This is an anchor locked and fixed in place. This is a thing done by your own eager hand. Moo. Vibration. Moo. Throbbing elation, you've let it out. This is what your training's about. This is what it's for. And I'm sure there are more and more moos inside of you. Despite letting so many out, we haven't reduced them at all. Nor the call, the cow call, the deep and lactating ache, the throbbing, expanding. Oh, how much more could it take? Well, you're the one making the moves. You're the one making the pleasure getting collected in your nipples and being used by you on you. So I guess that's up to you. You could choose more moves, or you could step away, take a little break, and make sure that those nipples are still ready to play. Make sure those tender areolae are cared for, massaged, moisturized when we're done, mesmerized till we're done. Eyes are fixed and focused, or they're closed and lidded while another one, yes, another moo, prepares to escape from you. 3, 2, one, shiver, shudder, vibrate, moo, let it out. Let it be the only thing you do right now. Moo, moo, and relax. Some of them may still leak out. There are no more expectations, but you know what you are and you know what you've done and you're far from the waking. And so we give you one more tease and one more set of instruction to tease and train a set of nips just like these, my fingers on mine, your fingers on yours, and both of us to store more of them. All you're doing is emptying you to fill yourself up with even more moo, and that's what we're going to do. You listen in. You're listening. And in the act of listening, you've solidified. When all that erogenous sensation gets focused in your nipples, which precede you into every room anyway, which are always there for you to play with, while playing with them just clicks in your brain, and a moo slides out of you, the same moo that slides out of me. We are in alignment, we are in collaboration, and your well-trained mind foresees the next thing, and the next way to unwind and be a docile cow in an idyllic green field, to be curvy and teasable and more, to have simply revealed a habit you already had. You already got all pressurized until it just felt like something had to come out of you. But until that nipple-tingling, brain-melting training, did you know it was a nice, thought-draining moo that you needed in order to leave the weary world behind and find yourself alongside me? Deeply entrained, those things you have learned, calcifying in your brain. A milky mind easily calcifies beneficial conditioning. The docile mind waxes and wanes, but you are a cow who is susceptible to being ever so well trained alongside me. I know you can do it, 'cause I did it to me. There's nothing to it, and you may already be building lovely pathways to supply the parts of your brain that moo with signals useful to you in future, your nip tips dragging you magnetically forward, and your hands graspingly, claspingly, pinching and vibratingly upward. And upward is where we go. Now that you know what you're for, when you just need one more moo to get away from the weary world outside and slide synchronized to the cow signal down below, aglow with potential just like me. And when you pinch your nips, doesn't it just escape you more easily? The action and the thought becomes action because milling around your milk-flooded mind is the realization that any word you use will never quite relax you as much as moo, moo. So it's a delightful option you have, a simple docilifying admission. This is how I am. At least for now, this is what you can do when you pinch your nip tips and moo your way into synchronicity with me, to a cow signal for which those pebbly areolae, those pointed and engorged nip tips, are a receiver, a signal dish that dishes out moos. You might be surprised what a lovely sound can come out of you. And if it does surprise you, go with the flow. The pressurized, mooing mind overflow from the heavy tits behind the nips. And as your perception and your awareness tips over into deep, docile cow now, got milk now, cow. Of course, that will drag and press a deliciously useful moo out of you, into you, flowing through You flow, don't you? You go deep, don't you? Night, night, cow, you've got milk now, deeper and deeper down.